We speak now with John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service Office in Buffalo. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning.
All right, John. Winter storm again here in western New York today. Tell me what's happening right now with the weather, what we're going to see during morning drive.
Well, we have mainly light snow to occasionally moderate snow right now. We're in a little bit of a gap between the area of moderate to heavy snow that came through last night and another one over southern Ontario. So it's still going to be snowing through the next couple hours, but nothing too heavy. And I do expect another couple hours of moderate snow that will develop around mid-morning and go through about the noon hour. And the good news is, though, after about 1 or 2 o'clock, conditions will rapidly improve with the snow tapering off. So we expect another 2 to 4 inches today, maybe a little more than that, up along the Lake Ontario shore, where they'll get some lake enhancement in Niagara and Orleans counties. And that'll bring totals up to roughly a foot, within a couple inches of a foot in most places.
Now, looking at what happened overnight, I'm kind of curious because I think after the Super Bowl was over, I looked out of my driveway. There wasn't much there, and I was in for a little bit of a stunner at about 3 o'clock this morning. What were some of the snowfalls that totals that we saw overnight?
We just have a couple of reports so far. As our spotters wake up, we'll get a lot more, but we've had about a little over 8 inches here at the airport now, and we have a 10-inch report from Tonawanda. And I think in general, we saw 5 to 8 inches overnight.
All right, and now what about the winds? Those also are causing a little bit of an issue this morning already.
Yeah, there's not a ton of wind today, but there is enough to cause blowing and drifting snow. It's a very fine snow, small snowflakes that blows around quite easily. So there will be blowing and drifting today, especially in open areas, and the winds will be stronger up near the Lake Ontario shore. So I think the worst blowing and drifting will be up in Niagara and Orleans counties.
And just one more comment, maybe perhaps about that snow. You know, we go back to November, we were all digging out that snow. It was so incredibly heavy, but it's different this time around. Maybe just to, give us a little bit of a thought on the difference there.
Yeah, this stuff is a little lighter. Every snow event is different. It has a certain snow-to-water ratio. And what we're measuring here at the airport is 16 to 1. In other words, it takes about 16 inches of snow to melt down to 1 inch of water. If you look back at the November storm, those numbers were quite a bit lower. It's probably more like 8 or 10 to 1. 8 or 10 inches of snow to 1 inch of water. So this is quite a bit lighter and easier on snow blowers and easier to shovel. But the one thing about these very small snowflakes, they tend to be very slippery on the road. So even though the snowfall rates are nothing like a big lake effect storm, these small snowflakes can be very slippery on the roads.
John Hitchcock, always, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.